This is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. Guys, are you wanting to lose that fat gut and tighten up those love handles? Or maybe you just want to eat awesome food without feeling like crap? Joining us is author of The Dude Diet, clean food for people who like to eat dirty. Ladies, go get your fella out of his man cave so he can listen and learn. This manly diet overhaul begins now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a Harvard graduate with a diplomat degree in cuisine. She's a chef, culinary instructor, food writer, recipe developer, and blogger extraordinaire. She's been featured on The Dr. Oz Show, Martha Stewart Radio, Huffington Post, and People.com, just to name a few. Her latest book is called The Dude Diet, Clean Food for People Who Like to Eat Dirty. Welcome to the show, Serena Wolf.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show. You know, when it comes to men's eating habits, I think what you've done here is you've taken the if you can't beat them, join them approach. Share with us what inspired you to put together the Dude Diet?
Well, so to be honest, I've always been a healthy eater. I'm from California. I love all things grilled, avocados, you know, whole foods.
Right.
And when I started dating my now fiance, I realized that his eating habits were, I mean, for lack of a better word, terrifying. He pretty much subsisted on like meat, cheese, and white bread. And whenever I would suggest that he eat a little bit more healthily, not, you know, to lose weight, but more because I was afraid he wasn't going to make it to the age of 35. He had this horrified reaction, was like, I'm not eating weird health foods. Which was an odd reaction to me because I've always felt, you know, I've known that whole foods can taste really delicious. But he did have this really grim view of healthy eating, thinking that eating well meant restricting himself to a diet of like Greek yogurt, tofu, and spinach forever.
Exactly.
So my goal was to start overhauling some of his favorite foods to prove to him that, you know, meals made with nutrient-dense whole foods could elicit the same extreme reactions as delivery Chinese or pizza, which was obviously a tall order, but I was committed to the task and to him. So I started making these meals, and I didn't want them to be just good for being healthy. I wanted him to be legitimately psyched to be eating them. And these were things like lasagna, cheesesteaks, you know, stir fry, fried rice, all of the things that he loved. And I realized that he was really, really into these meals. And knowing that he was sort of the rule rather than the exception in the dude community, I knew that there were other people out there like him that needed to, A, learn that whole foods could be delicious, and B, just get over that fear of health food and their fear of cooking. So that is what spawned the dude
diet. And they got sick of seeing their girlfriends or fiancés putting a blindfold on while they ate together.
Exactly.
I was picturing that when you sit there and you get to sit there and watch him eat this stuff and you were so healthy. It's like, hey, I'm going to put a blindfold on until he gets the message.
Yeah, I'm just going to look away. But I realized, you know, I would get really psyched about a kale salad, but he was not going to feel the same way. So adjustments had to be made on both sides.
And you brought up, you know, a couple foods items that men love, like lasagna. I saw Sloppy Joe's pizza in there.
Yep.
And men think they got to eat like a rabbit to be healthy. So that just, you debunked that right here. What's the secret to making these fattening comfort foods healthy?
I think the secret is really cutting out all the processed crap, you know, so really using whole food ingredients. Even, you know, I would never ask guys who love food as much as, you know, Logan did or any of the guys I know to give up whole food groups like, you know, grains, dairy, red meat. It's more about balance and about using really good, high quality ingredients that have a ton of flavor so you don't feel like you're missing out on anything. But they're all really, it was more about working in some vegetables, some whole grains, leaner meat options that are all really, really delicious, but probably, you know, not necessarily the first thing that guys who don't know much about nutrition would choose.
Right. But you get the thumbs up seal of approval for the taste test?
Yeah. Yes, always. All of these, my bar for, you know, inclusion in the book was that these meals had to elicit the same sort of excitement freak out as, you know, bacon, mac and cheese, which is one of the first meals that I ever made for Logan. And that one was not healthy.
Great. What about grilling? I know when men are craving a greasy grilled hamburger, what can they do the dude diet way that's actually healthier for them?
Well, so I actually am all for grilling. It's just unfortunate that most of the meats that are chosen for grilling are, you know, sausages and giant steaks. Right. So there are so many other things that can be grilled, whether that's chicken, leaner cuts of pork, fish, vegetables, and I'm all about a good steak. It's just about, you know, choosing something, even a flank steak or a skirt steak that is a little bit leaner, but will still have really awesome flavor on the grill. And grilling is great because you don't have to add any excess butter or oil to keep things really juicy and tender and have really great flavor on the grill.
Great. From your experience, what was actually, you know, dealing with your dude, what was the biggest challenge when it comes to stubborn eating habits of the typical man?
Well, how long do you have?
I bet you're going to throw beer in there. You're going to like beer. They get these eat healthy and they wash it down with like six beers.
Exactly. And I'm always like, you know, the easiest way to drop a few extra pounds is to cut out, you know, weeknight beers on the couch. But I think it's also just about introducing new foods. For a while, I was a private chef for a couple football players on the Giants. And I remember one night making this quinoa stir fry that had, you know, it had pork in it, it had tons of veggies, but it had a ton of flavor. And my client was like, well, what is this? And I was like, why? Do you not like it? And he's like, no, I've just never seen it before. And it was quinoa. So it's more, you know, sneaking those things in where you can and then waiting for them to realize that they actually like it before revealing what it is.
Wow, that's great. I know we did mention beer, but actually in your book, you list several healthy drinks. A couple that sound pretty intriguing was the jalapeno mule and grapefruit beer garita. Are these low in calories? And is it typical man-approved?
They are man-approved, but it is about, you know, when you buy sugary store-bought mixers, you are, you're spiking your insulin levels, you're increasing the caloric intake, but you're also increasing your hangovers, which I realize hangovers are what tend to lead to some of the worst food decisions. You know, I'm like, the more sugary drinks you have, they also taste better, so you drink them more quickly. But if you can make like a grapefruit beer garita, which has just fresh squeezed grapefruit juice, tequila, and then, you know, a splash of light beer, it's not necessarily, you know, the same as a vodka soda, but vodka soda isn't always going to cut it. Sometimes you need, you know, a little something. And a drink to get excited about. So these are just lightened up versions, and they don't have any, you know, chemicals or, you know, the same amount of sugar that they would have if you used a store-bought mix.
Got it. So you're leaning in the right direction so they can still not.
Exactly.
Like I said in the last segment, the word diet starts with the word die. And I think when you force people on a specific diet that they don't like, they repel it. And then in 60, 90 days, they're back to the old habits. So it sounds like you're kind of just playing along. Hey, here's what you like anyway. If you want a drink, here it is. You want pizza, here it is. You want a sloppy Joe. I think men can dig that.
Yeah, because it has to be a middle of the road approach. When it's all or nothing, you're never, like you said, you're never going to stick to that. And this is sort of a diet, you know, for the rest of us. It's not a diet at all. It's just a healthier lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know, it's an accessible, realistic, healthy lifestyle for people who want to feel better and look hotter without giving up any of the foods that they love.
Right. What about the noshers? One of your chapters is called Game Day Finger Foods. Is there any healthy hope for men that crave chips and dip and maybe barbecue hot wings? What should they reach for instead?
I mean, I think a big thing that I use throughout the book is oven frying, which, you know, sounds ridiculous, but you really can achieve the same satisfying deep fried crunch by baking things on an oven rack, set over a baking sheet. You get 360 air circulation. You can still bread things, but you're avoiding all of that artery clogging oil. And when it comes to things, you know, things like guacamole in moderation are actually great for you. If you can swap out chips for some vegetables, great. If not, you know, a couple of chips aren't going to hurt you. I'm all about, if you're going to a sports bar with your friends, just be mindful of portion control. You should never need over-the-counter medications, you know, when you're in a bar, Zantac, all of those things. If you start to experience any side effects from the food that you're eating, you know, step away.
Right. Now, that's the nauseas. What about the dreaded sweet tooth? Is there anything us guys can reach for when craving that fattening bowl of ice cream?
I think there are a lot of options using, if you really are into like baked goods, cookies, brownies, that type of thing. There are, you know, you can start working in whole grain flours, substituting butter for things like coconut oil that is at least healthier for your heart than, you know, canola oil or butter. But there's also things, you know, I love a faux milkshake, which you can make with frozen bananas, chocolate, cherries. It tastes exactly like a real milkshake. And I'm not just saying that. There are some health foods that do not taste like the real version. But a faux milkshake is a great one. And then, you know, really, if you cut back on the amount of refined sugar that you're eating, which is tough at first, it's a little bit of a detox period, you'll start to crave it less. So it is really about cutting back, too.
And cutting back on the sugar helps with the biggest concern I hear from guys that are my patients, the belly bulge or the sagging love handles. What do you suggest for that? Because that is truly the one thing, if they can change, they reach down here, I got to get rid of this.
Yeah, and the man boobs. Don't forget the man boobs.
Yeah, that too.
I think that all comes with, you know, first of all, it's not going to happen overnight. I always tell people that the dude diet is not like an emergency weight loss program. It is a lifestyle. So you do have to combine eating better with exercise. And I always tell people that, you know, if you exercise Monday, you're not still reaping the benefits of that workout on Thursday, you know, so it does have to be, consistency is key. But the little changes in the long run, you will see yourself tightening up.
The difference. I mean, one of your chapters in the book is called Badass Breakfast. Hopefully that doesn't include a man's go-to bacon. Is that, or is bacon included, or do you have alternatives?
Bacon is not off limits on the dude diet. Again, it's about moderation, but there are lots of alternatives. You know, turkey bacon, some people complain it doesn't have the same consistency. But, you know, things like chicken, lean chicken or turkey sausage, there's a ton of organic varieties. You can get that involved in your eggs. There are tons of options where you can make prep things the night before. So like one of my favorites in the book is the breakfast quesadilla, which is like sausage, eggs, broccoli, cheese, in a whole grain tortilla. And you can prep that the night before and then throw it in the pan in the morning and you have a hot breakfast in 4 minutes, you know? So the excuse that you don't have time in the morning is a tough one when it really only is 4 extra minutes. And, you know, I've seen my boyfriend take longer to tie his shoes in the morning, so.
Yeah, I think in this whole interview so far, you've sold maybe a couple books, but when you said, folks, bacon is not off limits in this diet, you just sold a ton of books right now. Now you got their interest.
Nothing is off limits.
You're talking quinoa, and they're like, quinoa and bacon. Yeah, but as soon as you said bacon, they're like, yes, I like this diet. Honey, you've been wanting me to go on a diet. Get this book for me.
Bacon, buffalo, chicken fingers. I'm like, I'm trying to keep all your bases covered.
That's right. Now, pizza, let's talk about that, because some guys could eat pizza every day and not get sick of it. Do you have a healthier way to appease this craving, and maybe they want to do it a few times a week?
I think one of my favorites, there's a tortilla pizza in the book, which is like a super easy personal pizza. Yeah. You can actually, it tastes exactly like a thin crust pizza. You know, you just throw a tortilla in a pan, load it up with your favorite toppings, pop it under the broiler. It's like a 10-minute thing. You know, that's much quicker than waiting for delivery, first of all.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of pizza chains these days like won't even disclose their ingredient list. And that's terrifying in and of itself, because even those that do, you know, there's 10 ingredients in the cheese alone. So it's really scary when you think about it. And it's easy to make these things at home. And then if you're willing to take a little bit more time, you can make there's a sausage pizza in the book. You use as a whole grain pizza crust. But it's, you know, fully loaded cheese, sausage, et cetera. It's just about, there's, you know, some tomatoes, some arugula involved, but you can leave those off if it's not for you. It's really about eliminating the processed ingredients.
Right. Now, being a guy, you know, you're saying all this, and I'm shaking my head, and then you said another sentence that just, like, picked me right up. You said, easy to make.
Yeah.
I think you just got the guy's attention. Talk about the dreaded word time for us guy listeners that would rather order Chinese food because it's quick and easy. How long does these average recipes take in your book?
I would say the average recipe takes about 30 minutes, and that's with, like, a beer lag. So there's...
Right.
You know, my goal is really, I created all of these recipes when I started with my fiance, my friends, my brother in mind, because I know that they're all about instant gratification. And a lot of people have a fear about cooking it because it's too time consuming. But a lot of things, there's a whole chapter called back pocket recipes that are just meant to be super quick and easy recipes, a lot of which can be prepped in advance if you want to make a pot of chili on like a, you know, Sunday or a Monday night when you have a little extra time. Then you can reheat that, you know, for dinner. You can reheat in the morning and put an egg on top. They're all meant to be really easy and foolproof. And I've done my best to troubleshoot any potential problems and include those in every single recipe so that even the most culinary challenged individuals should be able to pull these off.
See, that's great. So in 20 or 30 minutes, what it would take for Chinese to arrive or pizza, you're done.
Exactly.
So there you go. It's like it's not going to take, you know, we hear cooking, it's going to be slaving over a hot stove for an hour or two. And, you know,
guys think
like that.
They do. Now, they definitely do. I'm trying to debunk that myth.
That's great. Now, your book actually has 125 healthy recipes to make at home. What about the guys listening that have an hour lunch break during their work week or just enough time to go through that drive-through? As you mentioned, can they, I guess, freeze them or what's just have a healthier mindset when they're going out so they don't have to cook?
I think it's a combination of both. A lot of these recipes can be frozen. A lot save really well for 3 or 4 days in the fridge. But there is also a section in the beginning that sort of covers potential nutritional pitfalls. Because what I realized is, for better or for worse, guys aren't necessarily bombarded with the same amount of nutrition information as women are. And so therefore, they just maybe don't know as much about it as they could. So I did my best to break down just some very simple nutrition basics. And that includes portion control. Because really, if you are in America, we eat such giant portions. It's hard to cut back, but once you do start eating a little bit less and understanding what the correct portion size is, you sort of overcome that portion distortion. It may be painful, but even the serving sizes in the book are larger than what like the American Heart Association would recommend, because I knew, you know, guys would be burning the book left and right if I said you could have 3 ounces of meat and, you know, a third a cup of grains at any given meal. But it is about when you're going to make a decision in public, especially when it comes to a salad or something, it's about knowing what the good choices are. And then if you want to add, you know, some bacon crumbles or whatever, that's fine. But you want the bulk of your meal to be nutritionally sound.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point about portion control. I think what happens is as guys fill the plate and they get to the point where they're satisfied and they eat it all, and it's like when you're full stop. Don't push it to where you sit back and you got to unbuckle the belt and feel maybe on Thanksgiving you're allowed, but the rest of the year.
Yeah, on holidays, go for it.
and it's funny because what I'll do is I'll eat a handful of almonds, you know, about 15 minutes before a meal, and I don't eat as much. It's that little tip. Just it has fiber.
Little tip.
That little tip, just a handful.
And chewing slower. And chewing more slowly so that you can actually, because like when I first met Logan, he was literally inhaling his meals. So I was like, you are not giving your body even a glimmer of hope of knowing when it's full if you are shoveling food into your mouth like a competitive eater.
And not only that, when you eat food, it's the taste buds send the signal to the brain. The brain says he's eating carbs, and the signal goes to the stomach. Prepare for carbohydrate digestion. There's a system. And by the time you chew it and swallow it, you're digesting. And as you just said, if you go right down, your body's not digesting, so you stay hungry. So that's a good point.
Yep.
You know, people, they just, I'm going to hurry. So just sit back and enjoy. Great. And in the few minutes we have left, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the Dude Diet? Why should they go out and get this book?
I think if you love really good food and you're looking to take that step to make your lifestyle that a little bit healthier without stressing yourself out or giving up anything, I think the Dude Diet's for you. And it's not just for men. I want to make that's my closing statement.
Right.
Is I really think it's really, you know, I've been on the Dude Diet for years. It's really just for people that love good, hearty food. And it's something that, you know, families, solo women, men cooking for themselves can all enjoy and hopefully get a laugh out of.
And even little dudes, the children. You got a
couple little dudes. Yeah.
And dudettes.
That's exactly. Right.
The Dude Diet, great title. It's so easy to remember.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being here today. What an interesting book, and I'm glad we can share that with
the
listeners.
Thank you for having me.
You can get your copy of The Dude Diet at Amazon.com, and to learn more about Serena Wolf, visit her website, domesticate-me.com. harvardgraduate.com and read her blogs, download some healthy recipes, sign up for her newsletter. You can follow Serena on Twitter at Serena G. Wolf. And for my daily health tweets, follow me at Dr. David Friedman. Stay up to date with all of our latest health and wellness headlines and segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, iHeartRadio, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.